Proclamation number 5581 of 19th of January, 1953. Nullity of earthly worries. How trivial are all earthly worries and how seriously and highly you value them. A new humans pay a little attention to what is important on its own, and that is why your needs and worries become ever greater, because they are intended to motivate you to remember me and your own soul. And if this is achieved, then the hardships and worries were a blessing. But where these also fail to make the human being turn to me, there is often great danger that lower powers will now become active and help the human being, yet then always at the loss of the soul which the Prince of Darkness tries to win. Faithlessness is ever increasing. People unhesitatingly abandon me and greedily reach for material goods which they receive as a purchase price, as it were, because they surrender me and thus also their soul. And therefore earthly hardship also increases and is so obviously recognizable as being brought into the world by Satan. For unbelief and earthly adversity will always occur together because Satan reigns where there is no longer faith, but profound faith always signifies a way out of every adversity. This is why earthly adversity need not be valued so highly, for profound faith in me can and will remedy it. But this also requires a certain maturity of soul, an intimate connection with me, who will always help you and end the adversity. To the unbeliever a hardship appears enormous, the believer is hardly affected by the same hardship. After all, he knows one above him who sent it and can also take it away from him again, whereas the unbeliever uses his own strength in order to master this hardship and, since he does not succeed, then accepts support from below, i.e., he resorts to means which promise success and, with great certainty and expectation, forces everything that seemed to push him down. Unbelief is also a strength, but one has to be warned against it, for the unbeliever is in association with the one who also has strength but uses it wrongly and thus the recipient of strength also uses it for sinful deeds. This is why this strength can cause unimaginable damage if the human being abandons himself to it. If he detaches himself so completely from me that my adversary has full control over him. Every earthly adversity should lead you humans to me, and in every adversity you should first consider your soul whether it will use this adversity to unite with me. A serious question like this can already reduce the burden. For it is placed on you so that you will pay attention and recognize the meaning of your worries. You can very easily be relieved of these worries through an earnest call to me for strength and help. I only wait for such a call in order to then grant you my help, for I only want to protect your souls from the abyss, and I can do this as soon as you turn your eyes upwards and call upon me. But don't be stubborn of heart. Don't believe that you can free yourselves from every difficult situation by your own strength. You humans are all weak and need support. Yet turn to the right source where you can draw strength. Don't let yourselves be seduced by my adversary who promises you everything and causes damage to your soul which you can no longer repair unless you call upon me to heal you. Amen.